Okay, so now we're going to move on to the really scary part. This is part seven, and this is the press release. But first of all, let's just recap. So we have a story, a statement. We've recognized our industries, and we've just picked a media outlet to contact. We've found someone to talk to, and we are now also plugged into the Twitter platform, and we're going to search on those hashtags, hashtag journo request, as part of our morning routine. Now, whilst I've had an enormous amount of press since starting Mannequin, I've only actually ever written one press release. That's mainly because I'm quite scared of them. Never ever used to know what exactly to put in them, but we've learned over the years. This doesn't mean, though, that we shouldn't have the confidence to know how to write one. So let's focus on that. Too often, writing a press release will hold us back. It certainly did me because most of us are not writers. It seems overwhelming. Does it, I know, how perfect does it need to be? My advice, just keep it simple and with a definite hook to entice a response. So this goes back to being specific. So what we're going to do now is we're going to head off into the world of writing our press release. You could actually just make a call on this first one by phoning, or you could send a tweet. But you are going to need some preparation to back yourself up because if they are interested, they're going to ask you for more information. So this is where you'll need your press release ready, even if it's just a little bit about your story, a generic introduction, but ideally something specific that you want to get into the press. On your dashboard and in your workbook, I have provided a link to the one press release that I have ever written in my life. So let's dissect that. Let's break it down and unpack it and look at the key elements of that press release. So we've got the logo at the top. It's not too big, it's not too small to show our brand. And then, of course, the word press release, so it's the name of the document. And also the title of the actual press release. So in this case, this is all about the Mannequin Halloween Safari and Film Festival that I ran in 2020. You are basically then going to write something broken up into small short paragraphs so it's easy to read, outlining what the when, the why, and the how. That is basically what you need to put in the story. And looking at that one in particular, it's under 300 words, so it's not too taxing, it's quite ideal. What you do need to remember is that journalists don't have an awful amount of time. So that's why you need to get creative with your headline in the press release so that, it raises eyebrows and they want to read it further. That's incredibly important. And then after they've had a quick read through, they can quickly decide whether they can or cannot move forward. There should be a section for your statement that you would have written earlier, and if you do need to, just edit that slightly to, sort of like bode well with the story that you're going to say in the press release, then of course you can do that. It's nothing's written in stone. And then put some links. So on this particular one, I had a link to background press coverage, which I always do because it's a good reference point for other journalists because they can go and have a look and learn about a bit more about who I am and what I do. And they can start looking at those articles that you've had in the past, and they can even actually prefer to start extracting information from those because it's accurate factual information that's already been put out in print before. On this particular one, we had the link for people to buy the tickets and the link to the teaser video, which I was very, very grateful because that teaser video featured on several online publications and the link to buy tickets was in there. So quite often, you will get the opportunity to get a link to your website in, and it is just that's just incredible. I would also put a link in here to your story. I haven't done it on this particular one, but the story that you would have written at the beginning of this course. It gives the journalists the opportunity to go and read it and know that what story you've put out there is correct, written and verified by you. You obviously need to put your contact information on there, so company name, address, telephone numbers, and an email address to get in touch. And if you do have photographs, you can include them in an email, or you can give them a link to a shared Google Drive folder, for example, containing your pre-approved images. This can be a distinct advantage, so you might not be ready to do this now, but don't dismiss it for the future. So basically, pretty much copy the structure of this press release, obviously in your own words, and don't forget to add a link to your story. Remember, we mentioned adding your story to the About page on your website, so you can just simply put in a link to there. Now, it is time for action. Send the press release. Be sure to type your company name in the subject line so that your email can be searched for easily in the future. So for me, I'd put something like Mannequin Limited, the word mannequin, correct spelling, Halloween Safari, Lincolnshire, and probably the date as well. But use that subject line in your email to take advantage of a keyword search for their email systems. Now, don't chase it up, because journalists hate that. They just don't have the time. They're on working to deadlines. Don't worry if you don't hear anything back, because they will have you on their radar and probably won't delete your email. It just means your story wasn't a good fit for them right now. But if you do get a response, act quickly. Publications have deadlines to meet, so be ready to react quickly. Once you have mastered this 7-step framework, my suggestion is that you repeat it. Look again at your story. Does it need to be revised? So edit it and bring it up to date. The story for my first piece of press, for example, is very, very different to how it is now, because then I was surrounded by my mannequins in my council house on benefits. It really makes me laugh just to, you know, to look back on that time. And now it incorporates my success over the years with a particular emphasis on my journey. And then this is where we are. We are all within the journey of our lives and business. And this is what makes everything in life so exciting. We were there, and now we are here.